All right, morning. We're in the sixth parak of Zvachim. Today's daf is daf Samach Dal. We're back on Samach Gimel. We just did the Mishnah yesterday. We are finishing up the Mishnah on the southwest corner. Southwest corner. Mishnah said a lot of activity in the southwest. Three things on the top of the southwest, meaning on the Mizbeach itself, and three things on the bottom of the southwest. But the southwest was main area of action. On the top, on the three things on the top, says the Mishnah. On the bottom side of Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. So on the top you had Nisach Hamayim, Nisach Hayayin, and sometimes Olas Auf. Olas Auf, the bird that shechted, usually done in the southeast. We'll talk about why usually it's done in the southeast, but if there was congestion on the southeast, so right, the traffic report came back and people were just a ton of Kohanim in the southeast, so you got a chance to move to the southwest. So that's the activities that are done on the southwest corner, on the top. What about in the lower portion? So the Mishnah says that three things there as well. Chatas Oaf, the bird oaf, the Hagasha of all the Menachos, and the Shayari Hadam, and all the leftover blood after you did the mitzvah of Zrikas Hadam and Shvichas Hadam. Okay, we start with the Gemara. We're in the Gemara in Samach Gimel Amud Beis, Menah Hanimili. So, where do we know this? How do we know this? So, Amar of Yeshua, Amar Kra, Lo Yasim Ala Hashem, Lo Yiten Ala Lavona, Ki Chatasi. So, we have a pasuk. The pasuk in Vayikra tells us that the Mincha is a Chatas, Chatasi. So, Chatas Kruya Mincha, Mincha Kruya Chatas. You see that a Chatas, a Mincha offering is sometimes referred to as a Chatas and vice versa. Ma Chatas Tunat Safon, Af Mincha Tunat Safon. Now, the Gemara says, well, we know, just like a chatzis requires a north, mincha also requires north as well. So at this point in time, Rashi says, no. Rashi says, you can't say that. Right? Yodea ani, look at Rashi. Rashi is in the Gemara. Rashi is about three Rashis down into the Gemara on the left-hand side. Rashi divramascha machatzis tunat safon. Right? So again, the Rashi is working off the Gemara. The Gemara is noting that the pasuk is saying that the chatas and the mincha are interchangeable. And then the Gemara says, and just like chatas is done in the north, mincha is also done in the north as well. Rashi says, no. Yodea ani, look at the way Rashi puts it. Shigir sezi shibush. I know. Rashi says, look, I have the same girsa in the Gemara that you do. But I know that can't be. Sha'arei lo chatas of lo mincha taun safon. Because none of this requires the north. Meaning, what are we talking about now? We're talking about birds and we're talking about mincha. There's no north requirement by birds and mincha. The north requirement is only by animals. It's only by a chatas animal, only by an asham animal, only by an ola animal. That's it. There is no requirement for north for birds and for menachos. V'im tamer minchas chotei chalukim nashar olachatas behema makish lahavaleli misnim b'masisim diktanil ala menachos nikmasas b'chomakum bazar chotz b'minchas chotei. And what do you want to tell me? That this is a minchas chotei. And we know in the minchas chotei, it's really a replacement of an animal. So maybe you want to argue, says Rashi, that since it's an animal replacement, so therefore it's going to have all the rules of the animal. Rashi says, I'd hear that better if we would have some sort of source for that, but we don't, right? Va'od hechefsher chatas ha'ov shabat tachas chatas behema enatun esafon shari nasas bekerem ma'arav is dramas. We know birds, which are a bird chatas, which is certainly the replacement of an animal chatas, and meanwhile the bird chatas is done in the south and southwest, as we're going to learn later on. Ubemincha ba tachas ha'ov chatas safon. So I'm sorry, right? I'm sorry, titon safon. And now you want to tell me that the mincha, which is its replacement, is then going to have a requirement for north, meaning bird, which replaces animal, doesn't require north. Mincha, which replaces bird, is going to require north. It doesn't make any sense. So v'gir sachrina garsinan ba. So what Rashi does, and you know, Rashi is very strong over here. He's very passionate because, you know, he's working with the girsa that he has in the Gemara, and he knows it's wrong, right? We're very comfortable. We sit much more comfortably because Rashi did all the work for us. Meaning, imagine if you have to adjust, change the girsa of the Gemara. That's, you know, it's very uncomfortable. Anytime you make any type of altercation to the girsa of the Gemara, the eni odea. I'm sorry, the girsa achrina girsin and bav the eni odea. Amitav the near beinai ma chatas psula shalolishma. Av mincha psula shalolishma. So Rashi says, here's the comparison. Meaning, I'm going with the basic theme of the Gemara, that there is some sort of equation, some sort of a comparison between Chatzos and Mincha, but it must be the Shelo Lishma aspect. We know that a Chatzos Shelo Lishma is possible. That's the first thing we learned when we opened up Masechtas Zvachim. So that's the comparison between the Chatzos of the Mincha and the Chatzos of the Oaf. Okay, as Rashi says, that's going to have to be your girsa in the Gemara. So let's go back now. So back to the Gemara. So Yasim Allah Hashem, and I'm sorry. So Machatas Tuna Tzofen, Av Mincha Tuna Tzofen. So again, so Rashi spent a lot of time talking about that girsa. Rashi doesn't subscribe to that girsa. Uma Mincha Beker Mar Ravis Dromis, Av Chatas Beker Mar Ravis Dromis. Okay, here we go. And just like the Minchas down in the southwest corner, so to your Chatas bird is going to be done in the southwest corner, period. So, fine. Umincha Gufa Minalan, which takes us to the next point. Good. So just like the Mincha is done in the southwest, how do you know? How do you know the Mincha is done in the southwest, Titania? So the Gemara says, for that we also have another Brisa as well. Lifnei Hashem, because as far as the Mincha requirement is concerned, we have what seems to be somewhat of conflicting psukim. One pasuk says Lifnei Hashem. Now from the Mizbeach, you know Lifnei Hashem means that you're going to be facing west. You want the west side of the Mizbeach. West side of the Mizbeach is the one that faces the Azara. Yochol b'ma'arav. So I might have thought that that's talking about the west. Tamar Lomar, El Panei HaMizbeach. Then we want the face of the Mizbeach. And like we've been talking about for the past couple of days, that's talking about the south side. South side is the face. If the north side is a leg, south side is going to be the face. We talked about that imagery just a couple of days ago. El Panei HaMizbeach Yochol b'darim, Tamar Lomar, Lifnei Hashem. So we keep going. West, south. West, south. Oh, so we'll put it together. Right, it's your Reese's peanut butter cup. So it's south. So it's going to be southwest. That's it. It's simple. Haketzad Magisha Bekeren Marav is drama. It's connected. Chuda Shal Keren Vidayo. So that's what you do. You bring it to the southwest. Hagasha to the southwest and that's going to be sufficient. Okay. When we say Hagasha by a Mincha, just to be clear about this, meaning this is it's a little bit different than other karbanos. Other karbanos, you shech the karban and you sprinkle the blood on the actual mizbeach. Right? So you actually have part of the karban on the mizbeach. By a mincha, hagasha just simply means, right, the mincha is in a bowl. You take the kmitza, the fistful of flour, and you put it into another bowl and you bring that bowl to the mizbeach. That's hagasha. And it's just a simple contact.
No.
This is not the actual burning of it. This is just the bringing it closer to the Mizbeach. So you just simply touch it to the southwest corner. I mean, it's really that simple. But I'm just noting it's not the same as Zrika.
It's like this.
Kmitza is with your fist, your entire fist.
Like
right? With your pinky and thumb out, so it's only your three middle, three center fingers, cupped over your palm. That's kmitza.
But as soon as you put it in a new container, there's nothing.
And then what the Kohen does, he picks it up, puts it into another container. That container now is holding the kmitza amount, and then he brings it to the mizbeach. You just simply touch the bowl to the southwest corner.
And after that, to burn it. No?
Then he goes up into the mizbeach and he burns it.
Right.
But the actual mitzvah of hagasha is just simply a contact.
When you put it in the container, this much is not of flour, whatever it is, it's going to be stuck to the wall of the.
Right,
there's not much left to burn it.
Whatever's the content, whatever the contents are, that's what you burn. Okay, Rebbe Lazar Omer. So good. So that's the Tanakama. So Tanakama says southwest corner. That's really what we want. There is another opinion in the Brisa, which we're going to learn, obviously. But basically, we got to our point that the Mincha is in the southwest corner. Now we know the Chatas bird is in the southwest corner. Okay, so now it all comes together. Rebbe Lazar Omer Yachol Yishen Lama Rav Shal Keren O LeDrom Shal Keren. So Rebbe Lazar says you might have thought you could bring it to the south, or you could bring it to the west. Again, the Hagash of the Mincha. Amart, so Rebbe Lazar says, no. Kol Makom She'atah Motzei Shnei Mikraos. Look, we have two Pesukim, as we just went over. One Pesuk says south, the other Pesuk says west. Right? One says Penei, the Penei HaMizbech, which is the south, and the other Pesuk says Lifnei Hashem, which is to the west. So Rebbe Lazar says, look, when you have these two conflicting Pesukim, so you got to analyze. Look, if one settles itself and compliments its friend, and one is fine for itself but refutes its friend, so which pasuk am I going to go with? You go for the pasuk that complements the other. The pasuk of south complements the pasuk of west. The pasuk of west does not complement the pasuk of south. What? The Gemara asks, Hechen Kiyamta? How did that work? How can south complement the west, but west can't complement the south? Right? Am Ravashi Kasavra Haitana Kulam Izbech B'tzaf on Kai. Oh. Ravashi gives such a simple answer. Brilliant. The entire Mizbech is in the north, according to Rabbi Eliezer. Good. So if the entire Mizbech is in the north, according to Rabbi Eliezer, so when you're on the south side of the Mizbeach, you are both on the south and Lifnei Hashem. If you are on the west side of the Mizbech, you're Lifnei Hashem, but you're not Pnei HaMizbech. Okay, good. So that's according to Rabbi Eliezer. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, when you do the Hagashah, you do it to the south side, because the south side is both Lifnei Hashem and Pnei HaMizbech. But that only assumes, which Rav Rashi points out, is that the entire Mizbech is in the north, which is the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Okay. Okay, what's Pshat in the Mishnah? Mishnah says b'chol makom, that when it comes to the b'chol makom ha'isak shera, elazeh ha'isak mekama. Right, when describing the chata to'of, the chata to'of is kasha b'chol makom. What's kasha b'chol makom? What are we talking about? So the Gemara says, "My kamar, Rav Ashi achemar, b'chol makom ha'isak shera le'malika sa." No, for malika, you could do malika anywhere by the chata to'of. Now, Malika, we're going to be talking about today. Today's our discussion of Malika. Cohen would be taking the bird and snapping the neck of the bird with his thumbnail, inserting the thumbnail into the back of the neck of the bird. I'll describe it a little bit better later on. The Gemara today is going to describe this process in great detail. This is not normally done by Shechita. Okay, Shechita is almost the opposite, literally the opposite. Right, but when I shecht, so I take a knife and I go to the front of the neck of the animal or bird, whatever it is, right? Exactly where you feel your neck and you feel your esophagus, right? Which is the hard cartilage in the front. Behind it is trachea. Okay, I'm glad to hear everyone's listening. So the front part of the neck is your trachea, right? That's the hard cartilage in the front. Behind it is the esophagus. When you shecht, so you take a knife and you cut to the front, right? And you slice the front. It's a back and forth motion, by the way. It is not a pressure motion. It's a side to side motion. Okay, that's for shechita. Malika is the opposite. Malika goes from the back of the neck. Now, obviously, from the back of the neck, you have bone, you have vertebrae. So exactly how? So you'd have to assume that I understand the anatomy of the bird very well. I don't. But still, Cohen would be going from the back of the neck, basically going full force from the back of the neck until through the vertebrae, until he snaps the simanim, until he gets to the trachea and the esophagus of the bird, and snapping those as well. Okay, that's Malika. Understand that if you did that with a regular animal or bird outside the Beit HaMikdash, that would not be kasher shechita. The animal would be rendered a nevela. Okay.
So why is it Malika valid in any place?
Because when the Torah gives us this concept of offering a bird on the Mizbeach, the Torah says, Umalako so, that you have to do Malika. So the Torah gives us a prescription that's different, and not just different, but normally would be invalid by a regular non-carbon bird. Fine. Okay, so that's, again, the Torah gives us the prescription of how to do everything. So it happens to be that by the bird, the prescription is the way to shecht it is going to be through the process of Malika. And now we go back to our Gemara, and the Gemara says that's exactly the point. Malika can be done anywhere. Malika ela zuhi mikom ala hazaso. But wait, this is the place, meaning the southwest corner is where I'm going to be doing the hazah, where I'm going to be doing the sprinkling, where I'm actually transferring the blood from the bird to the Mizbeach. So, might as well be in the southwest when I'm doing the Malika. Because I'm going to have to sprinkle here anyway. Right? Bird's a small animal. These are small animals that are offered up on the Mizbeach. The Tor, the Binyona. So, small animals, there's not a lot of blood. So the Mishnah is just giving us a practical point. You might as well just be where you're going to be need to be sprinkling the blood anyway. Tanin lahad de Tanur Rabban, the Gemara here quotes the Braisa, which essentially corroborates what we just learned. Malka b'chol makom, you could do Malika anywhere. B'mizbech, k'shera, he's a dama b'chol makom, k'shera. If I do the Hazaa anywhere, that would be k'shera. He's a v'lomitza k'shera. If I do the sprinkling anywhere, but I don't do... but I don't do the mitzah. Mitzah is the squeezing. There are two parts to the application of blood when it comes to a bird. The first is the haza. In other words, so again, you nip the neck of the bird with your fingernail, and then you start sprinkling to the mizbeach. That's step number one. Right? That's the haza. Then you have mitzui, which is you take the bird and you squeeze and you press the bird against the actual wall of the mizbeach and allow whatever remaining blood to go down and flow down the walls of the mizbeach. That's it. Done.
On the corner, southwest corner.
Oh, right, in the south. Now here in the Braisa, I'm saying you're right, but here in the Braisa it does say he's a b'chol makom. Right, you could do it anywhere.
Below the line.
But we'll get to that. Circle lamata, but it must be below the line. Midam ha-nefesh, and it has to be dam ha-nefesh. Now, my kamar, the gemara is a little bit confused. Achi kamar. Because, why is the gemara a little bit confused? Because if you read the braisa, independent of our mishnah says southwest corner. But you know what? Even leave that out of the discussion. If you read the braisa itself is just confusing. He's a dam ha-bechol makom. You do hazah anywhere. That's fine. And then the braisa says, oh, but below the chut ha-sikra, it's got to be the lower half of the mizbeach. Which one is it? So the Gemara says, "My kamar hachi kamar malka b'chol makom b'mizbeach shera mitza dama b'chol makom mizbeach shera shim hiza v'lo mitza shera uvilvad." Meaning, you got to read it as one whole sentence. Meaning, we're just modifying. B'chol makom means yes, any place. However, it's got to be proviso shite mechut asirko lamata midama nefesh. Okay. Shlosha dvarim chata sa'of hadamarin. Okay? Three things have to be done below the chut ha-sikra. So the chata sa'of that we already established. Hagasha d'chsi v'igisha el ha-mizbeach. Right? The menachos have to be done el ha-mizbeach. The Gemara quotes only part of the pasuk. Right, but we learned earlier that it has to be southwest. Shayari hadam d'chsiv is called dam ha-nefesh yishpoch el yisod ha-mizbeach. And the pasuk goes on to say that it's referring to the southwest corner as well, bottom southwest corner. Okay, now we go to the top. Top of the southwest corner, three things. Number one, the nisach hamayim. Number two, nisach hayayin. Nisach hamayim on Sukkos. Nisach hayayin daily. Every carbon has, not every carbon, most carbons have nisachim. And then finally, the olas ha'of. Olas ha'of is done on the top of the mizbeach. Usually in the southeast, sometimes in the southwest. Olas ha'of could be brought by a woman after having given birth. Olas ha'of sometimes is if a person doesn't have enough money for a carbon chata, so for the carbon olav yared, instead of bringing an animal, he'll bring two birds. Okay? Zav and Zav, right? Zav and Zavos. Okay. On certain occasions, for your carbon olivia, right? Okay, so milamal nisach hamayim v'ayam v'alos al kshiraba b'mizrach. My time. Rabbi Yochanan amrim neisha krova mi beis hadeshen. Okay, so Rabbi Yochanan explains, it goes like this. It's close to the beis hadeshen. Okay, quick talk about beis hadeshen. Okay, everything, I'll just do a top view, a simple top view, and simple two dimensions. Okay, here's your mizbeach, here's your ramp going up to the mizbeach. Okay, it's just your ramp was 32, your mizbeach was 32 by 32. Okay, right, remember of course that 32 is just the foundation, right, remember really cuts in a little bit over here. Okay, this is your southwest yesod, okay, and the ramp continues to go up. Okay, fine, so the total of this was 62, we talked about that already. Normally, here's your chronos. Here's your the horns on the top of the mizbeach. One here, one here, one here, one here. Okay, this is the top. Obviously, again, this is just a two-dimensional, just a schematic. We're looking at the top. Obviously, the horns are 10 amas above the ground. Okay, when you walk up the ramp, so normally you want to do your chatas ha'of over here on the southeast. We are describing how sometimes it's done in the southwest. The reason why southeast is the best is because there's a place called Makom Hadeshim. We're about to learn. 10 amas up, on the floor, on the ground floor, this area over here is called the Makom Hadeshim. There's an ash pile right here. Why? So the answer is because every morning there was a mitzvah in the Beis HaMikdash. First mitzvah that was done every single morning in the Beis HaMikdash called the Trumas Hadeshim. Trumas Hadeshim, the Kohen would walk up and take a shovel full of ashes, come down, and deposit it right over here. 10 amma walk northbound from the bottom of the ramp. And that's called the Makom Hadeshim. Now, obviously, if you keep doing that every single day, so there's going to be a
big
accumulation. There's another mitzvah called, you're going to be shocked, Hotzas Hadesha, where when this pile gets too big, so then you're going to have to take it out of the azar, and then what happens to all those ashes? Yechveznish, that's the technical term. So the fine, but okay. So there's Trumas Hadesha and there's Hotzas Hadesha. Okay. By the birds, there's a the part of the birds is separated. The mora and the notsa. Mora is the crop of the bird. The bird has a different intestinal system, not an esophagus that goes all the way down to the stomach, but they have a crop. A crop is the area where they basically mash up the food. Bird, you know, don't have teeth. Right? Okay. I learned this lesson when playing tennis with Gary Krasner. Okay, I know that sounds strange, but because every time we play, I watch the birds eating the dirt. And I'm thinking to myself, what a dumb bird, which may be true. But he explained to me that no, it's unbelievable. I'm just watching the birds eat the dirt. I don't understand. The birds, what they do is they eat the dirt because they want those little pebbles in their crop because that's what mashes up the food. Oh, okay. Maybe the bird isn't so dumb. So, oh, now I get it. Okay. So there's the crop, which is this little pouch inside the esophagus of the bird, and it's in that little crop where all of its food gets matched up. The Torah says that when you do your chatzas ha'of, you must take the crop. By the chatzas ha'of, the meat is eaten by the kohanim. No different than any other chatzas. However, the mora v'notza, the crop and some of its feathers, are deposited on the makom hadeshim. Pasuk and chumash. Okay. Now, the chatzas ha'of is done, I keep saying chatzas ha'of, the olas ha'of. Olas ha'of is normally done over here because, basically, this is going to be an easy throw. Throwing the crop from here over here. It's still a healthy throw. It's not a, right? It's,
what is
he
throwing? What is he throwing?
He's throwing the crop and some of the feathers of the bird. It's still a healthy throw.
It's going to float away.
Okay, I'm aware that Gemara's going to note that as well.
How many feet?
However, it's from here to here. This is 10 amas. This is 20 amas.
It's like 40.
22 amas. It's a 40-foot throw. It's basically from second base. It's a throw from second base.
But even Chuck Knoblauch can do it because it's down here.
Fine. The Gemara now is going to point out that when there's congestion in the southeast corner, so we're going to move operation to the next closest keret, which is going to be the southwest. Meaning anywhere from that point forward is going to be further away. Obviously, this is going to be another 30 amas northbound. Forget about this one. So this one over here is going to be a furthest throw. Rashi actually takes us through the dimensions. Okay? It's going to be, without going into much detail, okay, it's going to be about 22 by 24, right? It's going to be the distance from where here to here. You're obviously, we're drawing a triangle again, and all you have to do is just figure out what the hypotenuse is over here. Again, use Pythagorean theorem for that. Rashi, by the way, I'm just setting up the highlights of Rashi. Rashi's smart over here. Again, it's not pure math, but what Rashi does is, you know what, 22, 24, just take the average. So Rashi creates a square of 23 by 23, and he figures the hypotenuse of the square. The reason why Rashi does that is because, right, it's easier to find the hypotenuse of a square than it is of just a regular triangle. Okay, you don't need Pythagorean theorem for that. But anyway, okay, either way, the point is still the same. That's obviously going to be a much healthier throw, by the way, to throw from the southwest corner over to the Makom HaDeshen. Do understand this, though. In other words, in figuring out this throw, you're standing on the top. You're standing on the top of the Mizbeach, and you're throwing downward. So you have that working for you. Okay.
Isn't there a ramp over there somewhere?
I assume so. You're absolutely
short guy.
You're absolutely right. This is the ramp east, to the Sobeb over here.
This is west.
Right.
East is the Sobeb. So the Sobeb is how high?
This is your Sobeb ramp.
How high is the
Sobeb? Sobeb ramp was 5 amas into the air to actually get to the Sobeb.
It's 5, and that means it's 15 long.
You're right. And this is your
3-1.
This is your Sobeb ramp.
So it has to start back somewhere in the middle.
Right.
Because it's about 15.
Right.
Again, it's
right
on an angle.
Right.
It's still less than 15.
My picture is showing not to scale.
You're also dealing with the rising ramp.
All right. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So let's go. Right. So where are we? I lost my whole. My time on Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Bnei Shekrova Mi Beis Hadeshen. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Barei Kama Gadol Kochan Shel Kohanim. So Rabbi Yochanan says. In other words, once I showed this all to you. Now right. Once I showed all this to you. Now you're going to look at the Gemara. You'll be like, yeah, that makes perfect sense. Yeah, Kohanim were really strong. Shein Lecha Kaba Ofis Yosemi Mar Venotza. Crop and the feathers of the bird, we're talking about very light items. And sometimes the coin has got to throw 30 amas. So the Gemara is assuming, right, which is about right, that if you do it, if you plug in the numbers, right, 22 by 24, and you do its hypotenuse, it's going to come out to about 30 amas.
23 times the square root of 2.
It's 30. Right? Okay. So we learned in the Mishnah, and here the Mishnah in the Mishnah in what is it, Mishnah Midos? No, it's Mishnah Tamid. So here the Mishnah, it's Mishnah Yuma. Now to machto shokasav ala rosh mizbech ufinas tegal chalam elach veelach vechita min hamauchelas apnimis. So how do you do the mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshen? Says the Mishnah. It's a Mishnah Yuma. Says the Mishnah that you go up to the top of the mizbeach. You take your silver shovel. You go and you move the coals to the side. You go to the coals on the bottom, which are extraordinarily hot. The yardi gila ritzba, and you get to the floor. Machzeh panav kapit safon. And now, when you get to the bottom of the ramp, so you're going to be making a. If you're following me, you're going to be making a left hand turn. I know that we don't like that, but you're going to be making a left hand turn followed by another left hand turn, and you're going to be walking now on the side of the Mizbeach, eastbound. So here you have your shovel full of coal. Go down the ramp. Go here. Go up here. Mishnah says 10 amos walking northbound. Higil ha-rizpa machzeh panav kapit safon v'holach mizrachu shokeves ke'eser amos, about 10 amos. Savas ka'chalam agabe ha-rizpa, and you leave it on the floor. Rachuk min ha-keves shloshet tfachim. Not exactly next to the ramp. Give it a 3 tefach cushion, small, couple, 9 inches. Give it a 3 tefach cushion between the ramp and the coals. Makom shenosnin mar venotza. And the Mishnah there describes and what goes over here, the mar venotza, the dishon mizbeach and the deshon mizbeach apnimi, the menorah and the wicks of the menorah after I clean it out. All that gets deposited over there. It's an ash pile. Gemara, fine, and that's. And so why we move operations to the southwest corner is it's because it's going to be the closest throw outside of the southeast corner. Fine. Gemara asks an extraordinarily technical question. Okay, it's closer, do the math, it's a little bit closer to 31 than to 30. Malcolm Garvey lo chashev. You're right. Where the Kohen is actually standing, it's about 31 amas. Don't count that. It's about 30 amas. Okay, fine. Kol ha'olam lemizbeach.
Higher than 30, the square root of 10, 6.
He's going to be, by the way, it's going to be more than 30 amas.
If you do 22 squared plus 24 squared is 1060.
And take the square root.
31 squared is only.
Take the square root of that.
I don't have a calculator, but I'm saying that.
I also don't have one.
31 squared.
Yeah.
The 31 squared is only 940, so it must be more like 33.
Based on what? Based on the numbers I'm giving you.
32.
Okay. All right. All right.
What I mean with all this throwing. Everything must be filthy. I mean, it's throwing guts.
Right, right.
And it's, you're
right.
If you throw
too.
From that southwest corner.
Right, we're talking about throwing feathers
throwing
also.
Over the people walking in the Mizbeach. You know what I mean?
It's strange. It's strange.
Where do they know about the throwing from? Is that possible?
No. No.
Why don't you just walk
right,
it down?
The
doesn't it say Bezorah, the metal?
Hold on a second.
Rather than 24 by 22.
A little bit more. Not much more. A little geometry. It's all geometry today. Okay. I went to the fifth parak of Vayikra, but this only talks about the blood. It doesn't talk about Marvinotza. Marvinotza? First parak of Vayikra. Thank you. Malakas Rosh Vikir Mizbech Vinimsa Damo Kir Mizbech Vehisir is Mara Sab and Notes Sa. Take off the crop, the feathers, Vihishlich Osa.
Vihishlich.
There we go.
Chuck
it. Vihishlich Osa Itam Mizbech Kaid Mal Makam Hadashan.
They have to count it as 21.
East side to the Makam Hadashan. Okay, fine. All right. Mavoda. Akola Olam Mizbech, my time, I'm Rav Yochanan now. The question of the morning. You make a left-hand turn. You go up the ramp, and you're going to go to your three activities in the southwest corner. Your three activities are Nisach HaMayim, Nisach HaYayin, and occasionally the Chatas Of. I'm sorry, I keep saying Chatas Of. It's the Ola Of.
See, he counts as 23.
Oh, 23 and 21. And that's then it. That's
20,
it.
21.
That's it. 23 times, by 21.
21 divided 21. By 141.
I got it.
Four.
Okay, you're right.
Is 30.
It's 21 on the top.
Thank you.
On the side.
Okay, good correction.
3.1.
Okay, that's better.
23.1. How could it be 21?
He
right.
Rashi goes all the math.
To the side of the ring.
31. Because
here, quickly. I'll just do it quickly.
16 on the ring.
That means that from here to here. Is
they're saying he's standing
eight.
Right on.
We
like
are counting to the Karen. Right.
This is the ramp. Ramp is 16,
it is
16
right.
Wide.
It is right.
From here to here is eight.
Right.
Right. Okay. So now, Yisod is one. Sovid is one. Karen is one. Hiluch Kohanim is one.
That's four.
It's four.
And then
so your Kohen is going to be standing.
No, he's on the inside.
Oh, he's on the inside.
He's on the inside.
Interior to the Yesod, Sovev, Karen,
three.
And, so, I'm sorry, three. So it's 5 and 16, that's 21.
Right.
I'm sorry. One for the Yesod, one for the Sovid, one for the Karen, that's three. Three minus eight is five. 5 and 16 is 21.
Right.
Okay. 23, because the ramp goes down 32. 10 up. 22.
But he's plus
further
up.
Plus the one,
right,
for the
right. He's one up.
He's one.
Okay, good. All right. Why make a left-hand turn? You're going up the ramp to do these activities in the Southwest. Why make a left-hand turn? My time, I'm Rav Yochanan. Nesachim Shema Yisashenu. I don't want the Nesachim to get smoked. Right? You want your salmon to get smoked, but you don't want your Nesachim to get smoked. Because what you think about it, you're going to make a right-hand turn, and you're going to walk all the way around the Mizbeach, and while doing that, you have all the smoke rising up from the Mizbeach, and you don't want the Yayin Mevushal. Now, I know this is not Mevushal, but it's the same basic idea. Yayin Mevushal is not kosher for Nesachim. Yayin Me'ushan, which is what we're describing over here, also seemingly not kosher for Nesachim. Now, that's good for the wine. Water... I guess you'll say this. We don't want smoked water. Okay, let's say that. Okay, v'olas of shema tamus bashan, and the olas of, yeah, there's a lot of smoke over there. You can handle the cone can handle a little bit of smoke. I don't know if the bird's going to handle it. So you walk around the mizbech. Remember that bird is in your hand. It's a live bird.
Is it a dog?
Yeah, it's a small little bird. Either a tor or a ben yona. So it's a small little bird. You're going to walk around the mizbech. Bird may die. So I don't want to do that, so I make a left-hand turn. Remember, Tosos pointed out, it has nothing to do with conservation of step. It has to do with the fact that it's just a logistic issue in terms of, I don't want smoked wine and I don't want dead bird. Okay. Viriminu, the Gemara says... okay. Viriminu, the Gemara says, okay, what about this Mishnah and Tamid? Bala lahakifas mizbeach, meinu maskal. If you want to go around the mizbeach, what are you going to do? So we're going to describe the counterclockwise motion that we've been describing now for the past couple days. Maschal bekeren dromis mizrachis, go southeast, mizrachis tzfonis to the northeast, tzfonis maravis to the northwest, maravis dromis to the southwest. V'nosna lo yayin lanasech, and you give him wine to do nesach. So, right, that's exactly what the Gemara wants to know, and now understand. That doesn't make any sense. How come you went counterclockwise? Didn't we just say in our Mishnah Zvachim that here you're entitled to make a left-hand turn and not have to walk counterclockwise around the Mizbeach? I'm Rav Yochanan, Hakafa Verego. Rav Yochanan says, you weren't holding the wine. You were just walking around on your legs. I'm a Rava, Dekanami Diktani. And Rava says, correct. Nosten lo yayin lanasech. Because in this case, it happened to have been that there was somebody else up on it with you, on the mizbeach with you. V'lo ketani omer lo nasech shmamina. So you see, that's the case over there in the Mishnah and Tamid. Yes, if it can be assisted by somebody else, so then correct.
When did Kohen Gadol take the shortest route to the mitzvah? You know, like what did he do?
Not at the expense of not making a right hand turn. Meaning, a right hand turn is also a mitzvah. Okay, so under certain circumstances you can't. If you're accompanied by somebody else and he could just hand it to you, then fine. Shema mina, turn rabbanan. Kol ha'olam
mizbeach. What they're saying is it's better to do it so that's not, that you're taking the right hand turn.
I don't know. I'm not sure if that's what it's saying, but it's saying that if it happens, so then yes. Turn rabbanan. Kol ha'olam mizbeach. Olam derech yamin v'yardin derech smol. You go up on the right and come down on the left. Right. Olin derech mizrach v'yardin derech marav. You go up on the east and come down the west. Okay, good. So far, so good. Chutz mina ola l'shlosha dvarim halal l'sholim derech ma'arav. So you go up on the west side v'yardin derech ma'arav. Good, right? That's correct. Olin derech yamin v'yardin derech yamin. Here's the part that's tricky. You go up the right. You go up derech yamin and you go down derech yamin.
For the three things in the south.
We're talking now about the three things in the southwest. So the Gemara says, how could that be?
Wait.
Derech Yamin, Derech Smol. Yeah. So the Gemara says, I don't understand. What is going on over here? I'm Ravina, Tani Smol. So Ravina says, okay, so make Mada, change the Brisa, of course. Rava Amar, my Yamin, Yamin de Mizbeach. My Smol de Gavra. No, perspective. Perspective, meaning it depends on what angle you're looking at. Meaning if you're looking from the Mizbeach, he's going to be making a right-hand turn when he gets to the top of the Mizbeach. The Gemara says, No, why would you do that? Meaning the Bryce over here is in the middle of the sentence changing perspective. Meaning first we're talking about from the perspective of the Mizbeach, he's going to be making a right turn. And then when he comes down, from the perspective of the Kohen, why would you do that? So Kasha, the Gemara... Wait, let me just finish reading, and then I'm open. So the Gemara says Kasha. Gemara says, yeah, you're right. Difficult. Meaning, right, the Ravina Pshat is change the Braisa. Okay, fine, change the Braisa. That in of itself is always difficult. And the Rava Pshat is change... I'm sorry, yeah. The Rava Pshat is change perspective. That's also difficult. Okay, there's no clean way to read this Braisa. The Braisa is just difficult.
Why couldn't you say that there are actually two tracks? You mean on small, he's going up the small. But the thing is that when he goes up the small, he has to keep on... He has to bear right... So that when people are coming down, they also bear right, so that they don't face up. You know what I'm saying?
Right. If he's walking up the left-hand side, he's walking against traffic.
Right. And there's two-way traffic. So if everybody bears right as in whatever direction they're traveling, they're not going
to... One evidence to the fact, by the way, that the Americans got this one right in terms of how to traffic on the highway. Right, where you're going on the right side.
So there's more than one thing going on up here at the same time.
There's a lot of activity going on, but generally speaking, there are occasions where you're going to be going against the flow.
And this Mishnah leaves out the Kohen Gadol lane up the middle.
Right. Right, special emergency lane. Okay, let's do one more. One more Mishnah, one more sugya. Chata sa'ov keitzad hayanasas. Now, remember, this is just a little confusing, but let's just get it straight. But when it comes to an animal... All the bloods of all animals go in the lower portion of the Mizbech except for the Chatas. Chatas is Lamala. It, not only is it Lamala, you gotta hit the Kronos, you gotta hit the horns. It's an application with your finger onto the horns of the Mizbech. By birds, it's inverted. First of all, there are only two types of bird. Right? That's easy. It's a Chatas and a Nola, that's it. There's no Shlomim birds, there's no, none of that. It's just Chatas, there are no Usham birds. It's just Chatas and Nola. The Chatas bird is done on the lower portion, all the bird is done on the top portion. Okay? Simple. Those are the facts. In terms of whys, okay, just I'm laying out the facts. So chatas of ketzad hayanasis, so where is it done? So hayap molek es rosha mi mul arpa the eno mavdil. So you do malika mi mul arpa on the back of the neck, as I described earlier. Einam avdil, but you don't do a full separation. Now, that's the pasuk, right? The pasuk says, I got the wrong pasuk over here. I got the pasuk by the Ola. What does that mean? What does it mean? What does it mean that you don't make a full separation? Rashi, first Rashi in the Mishnah. Okay, there are two simanim. There are two pipes: the trachea and the esophagus. Says Rashi, you only do one of the two. Molek dechtiv ba malakas roshom imul arpo v'lo yavdil. Okay, so Rashi says that it's one siman. Now, mind you, again, just a couple of introductory words to this Rashi, which I should have said before the Rashi. When I shecht an animal, the absolute requirement is to sever both pipes, both the trachea and the esophagus. Failure to do so renders it not a kasher shechita. It's not going to. You can't eat it unless you shecht two pipes. When we get to the beginning of Chulin, that's going to be rule number one. When I shecht a bird, first of all, there's a fundamental question: do birds require shechita? Okay, that in of itself is a machlokas. But let's assume it does, and certainly by a bird for use as a karban, it certainly is going to require this type of shechita malika. So here, let's assume the bird does require shechita. I only have to sever one pipe. In general, I only need to sever either the trachea or the esophagus.
You're saying that even if you're not doing malika, if you want to eat the bird in general?
Even if I just want to eat the bird in general, the requirement is only to do one siman, not both simanim. Okay, fine. Here, when the Torah gives us this this requirement of Malika by a bird, and the Torah says lo yavdil, meaning the way Rashi understands it, it means that you have to go out of your way when you do Malika to only sever one. Meaning by a regular bird outside the Beis HaMikdash, one is the minimum. Meaning you can do two.
You should take off the head.
You can do two, but minimum is one.
Wow.
Here, what we're saying is, you got it right. You got to hit it. Hit one of the pipes, not both. Okay, split the pipes and sever one of them. Okay. Hayamolik is Rosh Mimola Pave Enom Avdil Umazemi Damal Kira Mizbeach Shayare Adam Hayam Mismatze Al Yisod. And the squeezing, so that goes on the Yisod. The Enom Mizbeach Al Adam of the Kula Lekohanim. And the Mizbeach gets nothing. We're talking about the Chatas right now. The Chatas Ha'of. Mizbeach gets nothing. The Kula Lekohanim, it goes entirely to the Kohanim. Tana Rabbanan, quickly.
They eat it?
Yeah, Chatas.
Even though
it's
not a
kosher,
it was Malika.
Right. Correct. Tana Rabbanan.
Even though you broke the spine before you.
It would normally would render the bird to be a nevela. And the Torah says here, right? Remember, the Gemara earlier said, I had a havamina to say that's a nevela. Tana Rabbanan v'iza midam achatas migufa achatas. Okay? And so now what we're going to do is we're darshaning. So now we're in Perek Hay of Ayikra. Right, because the Perek Aleph dealt with the Ola Sa'of, now we're dealing with the Chata Sa'of. So the Pasuk Gemara is just going to do what it classically does. Not the Gemara, I should say, rather, the Braisa. And if I'm a betting person, I'd say this is probably Sifra. Okay, if I'm putting money on the table. I'm not going all in. Tanu Rabbanan v'hiza midam achatas migufa achatas. Okay? So midam achatas means the gufa achatas. HaKetzad, ochez berosh v'guf umazeh al-kira mizbeach. So you hold the head, you hold the body, and you sprinkle. You actually are, while holding the bird in your hand, sprinkling that first gush of blood towards the mizbeach. V'lo al-kira keves, v'lo al-kira heichal, not unto the ramp, not unto the hecha, v'lo al-kira ulam, not unto the antechamber, the ezus ekira tachton. Now, which wall? The kira tachton, bottom portion. How do you know that? Oh, I know alakir al yon. Vidinu. Now, the Gemara says, look, if it's up to logic, which not usually are a kavachomer, not usually our operating force, but if it were up to logic, I would say for sure, I would go to the top part of the mizbeach. Ma behema shallah salamata chata salamala. Look, when it comes to animals, ola's downstairs, chatas is upstairs. So of sha'ola salamala, eino din shechata salamala, by a bird, I'm already starting upstairs. The ola's upstairs. So don't you think the chatas is upstairs as well? So tamalam revani sher bedam yimatzel yisara mizbeach. Kir sha'ashirayim shalom mitmatzim liyisod. No, because I want it to run down to the Yisod. The only way it's running down to the Yisod is if I start in the lower portion. Now, you'll say to me, what do you mean? Or what do you mean? Gravity is a pretty strong force. So, right? So if I go in the upper portion, the Mizbech, won't it continue to flow? So Rashi addresses that, and Rashi says, remember the Sovev, because what the Sovev will do is it'll stop the flow to go all the way to the bottom. Okay.
But also, so, there's not a lot of blood left in the bird, so
right,
tiny amounts. So
right.
It's dry up,
right. The Ezer says, Zikir HaTachton. The Navin Mi'ilai, V'hadu Navin Mi'tasai. The Gemara says, okay. But if we're up to logic and up to Kavachomer, so why don't we just do this? Why don't we say that do the Hazah on the top part, and the Mitsui go down to the bottom. Amar Rava Miksiv Yamtseh, Yimatseksiv. You don't see this as often. That they're actually Nakudos in the Gemara. But the Gemara is making a point. In other words, the tense of the verb is very important. It's a nifal. Yimatseh, that's Lashon nifal. Nifal means it has to happen on its own. Passive, not active. Right? Yamtseh means do it. Yimatseh means let it happen. So in other words, it's got to just simply flow to the Yisod. The only way it's going to happen on its own is if I squeeze it against the bottom portion. The mimela mashma. Amar azucha barchav yamarav ketamokin chatas of. How do you do it? How do you do malika? So here the Gemara describes it in detail. Oches gapav b'shtei etzbosav. You hold the wings between your two fingers, u'shtei raglayim b'shtei atzbosav, and the 2 feet between your two fingers. So basically, and again, if I had a bird, it's a small bird, and I had a Cohen demonstrating, it'd be a lot easier to describe all this. I have neither. You're right. So but chicken's a bad example because chicken's large. These are really small birds. And what happens is that the neck basically, in other words, you're twisting the bird in a way so that the back of the neck is basically primed right up against your thumb. And you do malika, and then you take your thumb. My thumb is not a good example, right? Fingernail right to the nub. I don't bite, by the way. You'll be happy to know. And you go right in. B'mastisatana. And here the Brisa gives us a somewhat different description. Milabar ochez gapav b'shtei atzbosav b'shtei raglayim b'shtei atzbosav u'mosach tzavaro. And you stretch out the neck right against your fingers, and you do malika. One of the most difficult avodas in the Mikdash. Interesting comment by the Shita Mekubetzes over here. Why is it so difficult? Because you're doing it all with one hand. Your left hand cannot help. Meaning you are Cohen's holding the bird in his right hand, stretching the neck, right, using his fingers to basically stretch out the bird, and then in that same motion, in that same one hand, taking his thumb and pressing it right into the back of the neck of the bird, one of the most difficult. Now, the way the Gemara first presents it is the most difficult. So the Gemara says that's not what you, right, what do you mean, the most difficult? V'zu avoda kasha shemen, v'zu hi, v'zu lo, v'ha'ika, k'mitza, chafina, k'mitza and chafina also hard. K'mitza is hard because... Kamitza is hard because what you do is the Kohen takes his hand and puts it into the flour and takes out a fistful of flour. That's easy. That's not so difficult. I could do that.
Sometimes it's not flour, it's pieces.
Right, sometimes it's pieces. But then what he does is he opens up his thumb and his pinky and he's got to level off using his thumb and pinky. Okay. Still, Chafina is a really tricky one. In the Kodesh HaKadoshim, what the Kohen Gadol is going to be doing is taking the spoonful of Ketores and transferring the Ketores from the spoon into the cup of his hands while holding it. He's taking his thumbs, basically, and moving the spoon away while transferring the contents of the Ketores into the palms of his hands. Okay, that's also tricky. Okay. Again, not impossible, obviously.
Then he drops the spoon.
Yeah, and then, right. Okay, not impossible, because we need them to do it, but just tricky, tricky activities. There was a 5-year training period for Kohanim, from 25 to 30. They would all train to do avodah. So fine. Elaim azu avodah kasha, me avodah kasha, but make this to Gemara says, fine. Okay, one of the hardest avodahs. So on our three, on our rankings, we have Chafina, we have Kamitza, and now we have the Malika. Malika is just tricky. For me, it's tricky just simply because, you know, I need to picture it. But, all right. Okay, we'll stop over here. We'll pick it up tomorrow. Okay.